You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Yap. Next week, Congress is back in session, and the U.S. Senate is expected to take up a major tax overhaul. The House has already passed its version of the plan, and there's one provision in the House plan that could significantly impact graduate students. Under the House bill, grad students who receive tuition waivers for teaching or researching would see those waivers taxed, creating a big expense. To talk more about what this proposal could mean for grad students and higher education more broadly, I'm joined by Cindy Forehand, the Dean of the Graduate College at UVM. Professor Forehand, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
So we should note that the Senate version of this bill does not include the change to grad student tuition waivers. So it remains to be seen whether this actually will move forward. But if it does, what would be the impact on graduate students specifically at UVM?
So the impact in general would be to make it much more expensive to go to graduate school. The tuition waiver is really a scholarship that supports the students' education. They are funded with a stipend for the work that they do for us in teaching or research. But on top of that, they're given a scholarship to support their education. And that scholarship currently is not taxed. If it were taxed, sort of general ideas, hundreds to thousands of dollars of additional tax liability for an individual student. That, of course, makes it more difficult for lower middle class students than it does for the wealthy. So it's going to alter also the balance of students that we can attract.
And there have been headlines, there have been especially grad students arguing that this would significantly alter the landscape of higher graduate education and really blow it up in a lot of ways. Do you agree with that notion?
I agree that we'll have a very big impact, particularly on doctoral research education. So graduate students in general are broader than that. And in fact, we could talk a little bit about another provision, which is the deduction for interest going away for their student loans. That'll affect all graduate students, essentially. The doctoral research group is a very specific group that is really part of the infrastructure of the university and the nation for research. And it will change the ability of students to pursue that graduate education, particularly those that are lower socioeconomic status.
And how many graduate students currently receive tuition waivers of this kind at UVM?
So at UVM, we have right now 1,500 or so graduate students, and about 500 of those are on this funded kind of scholarship.
I've seen one argument that because this bill doesn't change the tax exemption for scholarships, universities could basically reclassify waivers as scholarships, and then students would be paid for their work through a living stipend. Is that something that you see as possible? Is there a workaround here?
I think the question about whether there's a workaround depends on what's in the final provisions and whether other things in the tax code change. If a scholarship is not taxable, presumably one could come up with a plan. I think the issue is, though, that these are a very specific group of students whose stipend supports their work and their discipline in terms of either teaching or research, and whose scholarship is really tied to that because it's in the same area that they're learning to teach. It's really a workforce development, these funded positions. So it's quite different than a traditional scholarship. Whether the university could come up with language that would make it not tied to the position, it's potentially possible, but until we know what the final goals and guidelines are, it's hard to know.
Because, I mean, essentially, this is work that is foundational to the students' research, right? And also to how the university is functioning in terms of its own output in research and everything, right?
Absolutely. These students, in addition to this being their own research that they do, they support us by researching for the faculty if they're on a research assistantship, or by teaching our students if they're on a teaching assistantship. So in order to be a successful faculty member, especially in our teacher scholar model where we have faculty who do research and do a lot of teaching for undergraduates, they need a workforce in their laboratories, and these graduate students provide that. So without that, that changes the university's sort of productivity as well.
For you personally, I mean, can you describe what obviously, you've been through a program similar to this. What did you do at the graduate level?
So I was a doctoral research student on a stipend, which I believe at the time had a tax tuition waiver. But that is never a livable wage. So you either share with other people, or you have a spouse or significant other who also has an income, or you take out loans. And loans are a big part, even for our funded students, loans are a big part of what they are looking at to support themselves.
On another provision in the House bill, it would also hit college employees who can get tuition benefits, which allow their children to attend the institution where they work. Is that a benefit that's currently available at UVM?
It is definitely a benefit that's available at UVM. It's the best way that we have of recruiting excellent faculty. If we're not at the top of the wage pool, we have a fantastic living environment and we have good benefits. There is a benefit that the children of employees can have a tuition waiver that would be taxed. Again, that will change the dynamic of who can go to school because it still costs a lot of money. And if that's taxed, folks that are on the lower end of the pay scale are not going to be able to pay the additional tax on income that's not received. So the point of this is it's income in terms of it pays the tuition, but it's not income that's usable to that family.
Professor Cindy Forehand is the Dean of the Graduate College at UVM. Professor Forehand, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.